Now, the nice thing about open G is you can keep everything going with open strings while you just change a couple of other strings. And you still have a G chord laying underneath. Like what I was just doing there was I was adding in just two components of the C chord, where I have my second finger on the fourth string second, and then my first finger on the second string first. Move it up two frets. Move it back down. The other thing I was doing was adding in the third string second fret along with a second string first fret. Move that up two frets. Something else you can do is you can take our A minor, and what you do is instead of playing all of that, you play just the fourth and third strings at second fret, and then the second string first fret, kind of like a regular A minor. You can move that up two frets as well. What I did there is I went up one more fret and almost played our C bar chord. What I'm doing there is I'm holding down the 5th, 4th, and 3rd strings, 5th fret, but everything else is open. Try not to hit the 6th string. This would be like a C major 9. I could close the 2nd string if I wanted to with my little finger. Still leave the 1st string open, that's a C add 9. I could leave the 2nd string open and instead hold down the 1st string 5th fret with my little finger. C major 7. So you can see you can add all kinds of open strings in against these chords and get some really nice effects going on. So let's talk about what the names of some of these chords would be. Of course, we know we have G. If we took our A minor and added in the first string open, I'd say that would be an A minor add 4 or A minor suspended 4. What you could also do is also open the third string. That makes it an A minor 7. When you hit the first string, there's your add 4. So what I have down are the 5th and 4th strings, 2nd fret. 3rd string's open. 2nd string, 1st fret. And 1st string's open. Move that up 2 frets. You have really more like a G major 7 than you do a B minor of any kind of animal. Those are some variations of the chords that we just learned.